Well, Lorena, it is the weekend, and I, for one, am ready to rock.
Well, that's great, because I have the perfect event for you.
What is it?
It's the 5th Annual Museum Rocks Gem and Mineral Show. This is something that they hold every year at the New Mexico Farm and Ranch Heritage Museum. So it's Saturday and Sunday. And what's really great about this event is that over the past few years, they've added a lot more activities for children to kind of include them in something like this. And it has grown.
It's grown tremendously. Mm-hmm. I went to it last year. And what was really cool about it is they had so many activities for the kids. Mm-hmm. And I've got a kid who loves collecting rocks. I mean, she goes to daycare and she comes home with her pockets full of rocks. And she thinks every rock she collects is just a collectible rock. But I love taking it to her. And what's really cool about it is some of the vendors offer free rocks to the kids.
Oh, yeah?
And the rocks are actually, you know, she can buy a rock for a buck and for 50 cents, really inexpensive.
And they're beautiful, too.
They're beautiful little rocks. So it's actually a really cool event.
It is a cool event. So they have 70 vendors that are coming to the event, some from as far away as Australia that participate in the event. And it also includes, like, jewelry and some unique gems and stones that you might not be able to find around New Mexico, although we are pretty rich in geology. So that is a really nice event. It's only $7 for adults and kids 5 and older.
And it's happening Saturday and Sunday, right?
Saturday and Sunday.
Okay.
Yep.
Sunday is from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturday 9 to 5, I'm making plans to go to this event.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the 3rd annual Las Cruces Spanish Market. I remember the 1st annual one, and it's nice that it's come back.
It's come back. This is the 3rd year, and much like the Gem and Mineral Show, it's grown a lot. And they've been getting a lot more people with a lot more interest and a lot more artists from the area coming down. So if you didn't know, the Spanish Market was actually based in Santa Fe. And if you've never been to that one, it's huge. So highly recommend you check that one out, too, in Santa Fe. But this is a really nice little taste of what you can see there as well. And then also to get in a lot of the Southern New Mexico artists in on the action, too. So this is Saturday and Sunday as well. And it's at Hotel Encanto. And admission is $6 per person or $10 for 2, and children 12 and younger are free. So it's a lot of Spanish colonial artists. It has a lot of history attached to it. They have lectures. They have performances. And they're also having a really special mass in Mesilla for this event, as well as like a fashion show and just a bunch of art that you can buy.
Hotel Encanto, Saturday and Sunday. I love the 80s. Talk to me about this event, because when I first saw it, I'm like, take me to Funky Town and all that good stuff.
Okay. So this is an upcoming event we wanted to give everyone a heads up on. So kind of stepping into the 80s here, it's a prom, dance, and a silent auction. So it's from 6 to midnight. It's coming up on Friday, March 3rd, so a nice way to kick off the weekend and have a little fun at Sunset Grill. So there's going to be live music. There's going to be food, door prizes. If you dress to impress, you could be named prom king and queen.
I for one, missed my prom. I didn't do the prom thing.
No?
So this would be take me back.
It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun to dress up and go out. And I'm sure it's probably going to be even more fun, you know, especially with people who love the decades. They're fanatical about it. I have a few friends that just love 80s everything. So this is a really nice way to celebrate. It's pretty affordable, $35 for singles. Couples are 55, and all the proceeds benefit the homeless.
This is the cool part.
And
this
veteran,
is the cool
part. Yeah, the veteran and homeless community. So please check that out.
March 3rd.
Mm-hmm.
And this is taking place at where again? At
Sunset Grill.
Sunset Grill. Mm-hmm. Okay. So definitely check that out. What's up for Taste for Your Impulse?
So Chalas, we've done this before. It's in Mesilla. If you've never been there, highly recommend going. It's a really nice local place. But we wanted to focus a little bit on their brunch because they just started up a brunch menu for Saturday and Sunday. So if you've never been, they have classic kind of Southern New Mexican food, very, very good comfort food. It's a very comfortable atmosphere. So they have stuff like steak and eggs, and they have their own little twists on things like that. And they have some really great additions to things like pancakes with cream and blueberry. They have a Chalas Benedict, which is
Chalas Benedict,
which is masa filled with red chili carne and then a poached egg and hollandaise sauce. So it's very typical New Mexico, kind of switching up those classic brunch options. And if you've never been, I highly recommend their tea. They have amazing tea. It's addictive.
Tea?
Yeah, their iced tea.
Iced tea?
Their Chalas iced tea. It's so good.
Really? Mm-hmm. Okay. We'll have to check it out. Okay. Well, thank you for bringing in some good information. I'm excited about this weekend.
Good weekend.
All right. Go check it out. For your Weekend Pulse, I'm Edmundo Resendez.